Attention passengers, this is your captain speaking. Brace for impact. This is Tom Lewis. In my book, Brace for Impact, I gave you the big picture about the beginning of the crash of the industrial age. Here, on the Daily Impact, we chronicle the downward spiral. It is one of the first crops cultivated by humans, and was a staple crop for the American colonies. It requires less water than most crops, and no pesticides at all to grow. And while growing, it detoxifies soil and sequesters CO2. Its seeds are a superfood, yielding highly nutritious flour, bread, cereal, milk, oil, and protein additives, as well as fuel, paint, ink, and cosmetics. Its fast-growing stalk yields one of the strongest and most useful fibers known, used in superior paper, canvas, ropes, insulation, cardboard, clothing, shoes, and plastic. Plastic that is, by the way, biodegradable. This one plant can provide many of the products an industrial society needs sustainably, renewably, while drastically reducing pollution, energy consumption, fossil fuel use, and providing income for millions of farmers. In places like West Virginia, where glum people sit around in fertile hollows, mourning the death of the coal industry. So, of course, planting, harvesting, or even studying hemp is mostly illegal in the United States and has been for decades. Ask anyone in American politics why this is so, and you get mumbles. Mumble, 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 marijuana. Yes, hemp is related to marijuana, but is not marijuana. And you can smoke it until your black lungs fossilize and you will not get high from it. So why is it classified as a Schedule I drug by the federal government? Mumble, 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 looks like marijuana. And so it does, sort of, but not exactly. So does okra. Guy in Georgia got raided by police intent on destroying the okra in his garden. So does the chaste tree, the Texas star hibiscus, the Japanese maple, and the spider flower. Yet you can plant any of those puppies without fear of going to prison. If you plant a Schedule I drug, you have committed a felony. I used to attribute this breathtaking stupidity on the part of the American government to, well, stupidity. Hemp, I thought, was collateral damage in the nuclear explosion of stupidity known as the war on drugs, now in its 45th successful year, whose regulators got so lathered up they couldn't tell one plant from another. Plus, years ago, I learned that if a thing happens either because of a conspiracy or of stupidity, and you're not sure which, always go with stupidity and your batting average will be stellar. But there is a little bit more than simple dumbness at work here. Both hemp and marijuana are cannabis plants. Hemp is cannabis sativa, and marijuana is cannabis indica. So when regulators wanted to prevent people from getting high on cannabis indica, they criminalized cannabis. Just cannabis. And that included cannabis sativa, which made it illegal to use one of the most useful and sustainable crops the world has ever known. Stupid mistake, but easy enough to fix. Add one word to the prohibition so as to ban indica and leave sativa alone. It's kind of like filling all the blanks in an indictment so that instead of arresting everyone with the last name Smith for a murder, you make it a little more specific. Funny how in nearly 100 years, no one has got around to making that one word change. Funny until you count the number of existing industries that would be negatively impacted by a flourishing hemp industry. Start with paper, textile, oil, pharma, plastic, food, and just keep going until you get tired. Then consider who benefits. The land, the environment, the climate, the farmers, and the consumers. None of whom has a lobby in Washington. Bingo. There is evidence now of some substantial changes in public attitude, accompanied by some glacial, begrudging changes in the law. The other day, a meme put up on the Facebook page End the Drug War pointed out that we could replace all the persistent oil-based plastics that are befouling our world and killing wild creatures at an appalling rate with hemp-based plastics that biodegrade in 60 days. The meme went viral. Thanks to activists including actor Woody Harrelson, hemp and hemp products enjoy high public approval ratings. Thus, in a few states now, one can get permits to grow small plots of hemp for research purposes. All you have to do is submit to approximately the same amount of red tape, inspections, and bureaucratic mumbo-jumbo as it would take to start up a nuclear power plant. West Virginia, one of the states that considers hemp far too dangerous to unleash on its impoverished citizenry without careful supervision, just removed all restrictions on carrying a concealed firearm. Maybe if we showed them how to make guns from hemp. To keep up with the ways our industrial world is falling apart, subscribe to The Daily Impact. To better understand them, the second edition paperback edition of Brace for Impact is now available at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis saying, Brace for Impact.